Hey, hello Lagos. You are welcome to Uzoya's Corner. I am your host, Barrister Josephine. Today, we are talking relationships. We are talking about love and matters of the heart. But we are looking at it from the perspective of dating in the 21st century. All the different dating pitfalls and the different dating, dating terms that are being used nowadays. Today, I was reading an online newspaper and I learned about 13 popular dating terms and what they really mean. I'm sure a lot of you out there, the singles out there, you know, the way we used to do it in those days, when a guy likes a girl, he tells the girl, I say, oh girl, I like you, I'd like you to be my girlfriend. And then if the girl likes the girl will say, okay, there's no problem. I agree. And then they will start dating. And if the relationship is okay between them, they may end up tying the knots. But what do we get to hear or see nowadays? People now date for several reasons. Dating has taken a new form in which sometimes you will be dating, but you are not dating. Or sometimes you are not dating, but you think you are dating. I'm sure most of you have heard about the term ghosting. Ghosting. What does it mean to ghost somebody nowadays? There are sometimes you are with a guy, people are talking, you know, chatting, maybe have a few dates. All of a sudden, the guy just stops, or the girl just stops picking your calls, or stops to call, or talking to you, stop to chat you up, start to make the efforts that made you to be interested in that person in the first place. It simply means the person just stops all of a sudden, and at a point, you will start feeling, have I ever really met somebody like this? Have I ever been involved with someone like this? You'll be wondering to yourself, do I ever know somebody like this? Turns out that when they give out these no signals, it indicates that they are no longer interested. But then they don't have the courage to maybe confront you or the balls, let me use that word gently, the balls to come to you and say, oh, by the way, I don't think this relationship is going to work out. I think, maybe I have other commitments or something. They will just like, one moment you are flirting back and forth with a handful of dates. The next moment is, you are checking your phone. What's going on? I haven't received a call. I have not received a text message. No emoji, nothing. Oh. That's what they call ghosting. Then there's another one that I've heard. They call it slow fade. It is like ghosting. But here, someone that you are chatting with or you are seeing gradually, not at once, so slowly cuts you off by making less and less effort of being in touch with you. That's what they call slow fade. I'm sure some of you know what it means. Maybe this guy or this girl that used to be all over you, calling you, texting you, maybe 10 times a day. Now you get maybe once or twice a day. Sometimes once a week. That is called a slow fade. Then there's the one they call a thirst trap. That is where somebody posts a picture on social media intentionally to create attention. For example, now some girls will post a picture about their new hairdo, that they'll be wearing a very, very sexy dress, and then everybody will say, oh, loving, sweetie, oh, sexy, the bomb, mama. They call those thirst trap. So, then there's another one they call coughing season. Now, they say the coughing season usually happens around maybe winter months or festive months. Or you know those relationships you get on the 10th of February, then that breaks up on 15th of February, yes, those people that need emergency Valentine, emergency girlfriends for Christmas season. And they particularly look for you at that period to come to you. And then they will come to you and ask you for a relationship. Those seasons are called coffin season. Now, there's another one they call DTR. These are all dating acronyms. This one is define the relationship, DTR. So when you are chatting with somebody, and then you've been talking to that person, and you are sharing a lot of laughs, a lot of things together, all of a sudden, person is just sending you a DTR. You know what that means? Where are we going in this relationship? Can we please define it? And then, this is what I learned today. Benching. Benching is where somebody, they also know it as breadcrumbing. Somebody will leave you like hints of interest here and there, not totally giving you 100% green light, just maybe 10% or 20%, 25%. Then sometimes 100%, sometimes it will be 10%. This is when somebody you have been dating stops agreeing to meet in person but continue to contact you over social media, messages, and these people are usually keeping you on the bench. They don't want to date you, but they don't want to leave you. You know why? Because dating, having you in their life gives them clout. Gives them, oh, I'm dating this supermodel. Do you know that this medical doctor is my girlfriend? Meanwhile, they don't keep in touch. They don't call. They don't text. They don't look for the person. They don't even want to meet in person. That one is also done around our environment here. They call them spare tire. That is when you bring somebody, say, at least when they drive motor, you must have a spare tire just in case the vehicle is scattered. The tire scatter so that you can have spare tire. Some people keep people on the bench in case the relationship they are in doesn't work out, so that they can always pick from the bench the next one to step in line, you know, like having a plan B or a plan C. But then some benchers are also side chicks, because some people on the bench also have the privilege of having a boyfriend or girlfriend privileges, but not actual relationship. I think Nicki Minaj sang this, did this song, and he said, Ariana, don't let me call my side girl. You know, like a bench, somebody, the side guy is always on the bench, so that when the main guy messes up, the side guy will be brought into the picture, or the side guy will remain there just in case you want to show that muscle of being able to date this so-called unattainable person. Then there's another term they call hunting. So you know those guys that ghosted you earlier on, or those girls that ghosted you maybe during some festive period, they decide to go and meet their cuff season Malaysian arrivals. When those ones gone go, then they will not come back. But then, because of how they have ghosted you, they can't come back. Do you know what they will do? They will start leaving small breadcrumbs, comment here and there, likes here and there on your social media. Maybe you post something, they'll just like, or make a comment, or you do something, they'll just laugh, so that they can create attention. Now that to reel you in again, reel you in, so that they can start the whole circle, of narcissistic, sick dating patterns. The other one I heard about today is tuning. Tuning is often, they say this term can often get confused with benching, but it's actually a lot more positive. Tuners are people who are vague and avoid being upfront about their feelings, despite actually being romantically interested in you. But they will not tell you why we are together. We just, either they are friends with benefits, you know, or they are just together, but you don't know why. You're just together, maybe till their kingdom come, or you don't even define the fact that you're together. You may not be together in the real sense of the word. You may be because of one reason, people that know each other, who are romantically interested in each other, but not together. So this is pretty, it is bound to leave the other party pretty confused. Then there's another term they call catch and release. Now this is a common tactic from data that loses the chase. So one thing, you know, so many guys are into that, like young boys. They will just like chase a girl or chase a guy with all, not only guys, girls too. Guys get bored too. Guys get bored too with relationships. They will just get interested in a guy, like, oh, or get interested in a girl and do everything to make sure that they get this person into their life. When they get the person, like, chase is over. What's the point? Relationship become boring because they've gotten what they want. Now they've gotten this conquest. It's no longer about the person now. It's about the idea of being able to conquer that person. Then there's the one they call talking. Now they say this is the most simplest of all. It's when someone say they are talking to a guy or a girl. It usually means they are dating, casually, of course. In fact, talking. Hey, what happened to toasting? Like by me. Then there's the one they call dilemming. They say a lemming is someone that, despite exclusively dating, will ditch their partner as soon as a friend comes out of a relationship. Maybe there's somebody that they've always eyed, but that one is not available. That one is in that relationship. So they now decide that, okay, let me actually have a relationship. Maybe they will have how would I call it? Maybe a tuning relationship. Then when the person that they are interested in now drops out of the relationship, the person is, they will not go back. They now drop the tuning and go back to this relationship that they want. They will abruptly end the budding relationship they are into, hoping that they will find someone, they found somebody that they are looking for. Then, there's another term they call ship. They said to ship a couple is to support or approve of their relationship. And there's FBO. FBO means that your relationship is now Facebook official, which means that you are now officially together. Instagram or Facebook official, which is the pinnacle of online dating, where you can now show off this person and say bae, or forget all those bae or boo. Those ones, they may be baying or booing, they may be cuffed, they may be on bench, they may be being what they call it, hunting. They may not be anything. But when they are FBO, they are Facebook official. So which one are you in now, my dear listeners? Which one are you in? You know, I will not tell you that I have had some experience in benchers, in ghosters, in tuners. Even in the off-cuff season, I've had experience here and there. But, you know me, if the ring is on the finger, I ain't dating anybody. So when you put the ring on it, yes, we are dating. That is when the ring is on it. Anyway, this is just my take on dating in this 21st century. What's your take on it? Give me a shout out. You can send me a message on Zoya's Corner. Let's talk about it. And if you'd like to be a guest on this show, you can drop a comment with your number. I can call you on. We'll do an interview with you. It will be fun. Until I come again with another interesting episode. Today we are trying not to discuss so much on governance, politics. Let's go light. Let's talk about romance today. I still remain your host, Barrister Josephine. And I say, bye.